True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I have a little bit of a did I do something wrong question. And it's particularly, I guess, for the guys. Mostly for T-Hack, probably. So I spent...
I hate it when I get excluded.
No.
Because you guys won't let me in the girl club. And now I'm not in TX guy club. So well, what am
I'm
I
gonna
over here?
I'm going to need your input here as well. It's about parents. And okay. I do think that Aaron, because you are like part caretaker to your nephews, could weigh in here as well. Okay. So I spent some time this last week with my sister and her husband and my nephews. They are... Oh boy, 12, 4, and
it's a gap.
2.5 step. So half
gotcha,
brothers.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm.
I found myself, especially with the little ones, not with the 12-year-old, he's so well behaved, but especially with the little ones, at times, I would correct them. And in a way, discipline.
Look at the smile on T-Hack's face.
So, and I, at a point, literally said to them, sit your butts down, because they were going to hurt themselves, and then turned to my sister and brother-in-law, and I was like, sorry, I just like yelled at your kids. But it, I mean, it wasn't anything like crazy. It's so hard, because I'm like, T-Hack, how would you feel if someone did that, someone you're related to did that with your kid?
Interesting. What, they were going to hurt themselves? I mean, that's like critical if they're actually, you're stopping injury.
Can I jump in real quick on just that question right there?
Sure.
Okay. Do you know who's talking right now?
They were roughhousing.
Any given moment, a meteor could hit if she sits too close to the window. If she doesn't like dry her hair enough, she's gonna get cancer.
No,
she
is. I never dry my hair.
Like a hypochondriac.
I come in here with my hair wet all the time.
Anxious.
No, let me tell you what was happening.
Insane person.
There was a couch and there was a glass coffee table, and they were, I mean, falling off the couch, nearly into it several times prior. My sister had been like, "That is glass. Stop." So when she was not looking, it's the whole thing.
Correct.
We were at my dad's house. It wasn't. Yeah,
it's not her kids.
It's not my kids. Absolutely. But did I do the wrong thing?
I don't know. Did you raise your voice? Is that what?
For sure.
Asking all the right questions.
For sure, I raised my voice. Mm.
Did you speak which Erica voice did you use? Because you've got a few in there. You got some inflections. You got some. You got the California. You got the princess. You've got.
Probably none
she's
of those.
Got, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's probably more of a like, Dawson and Camden, put your butts on the couch right now.
Pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Pretty good.
I'm ready.
Okay. My butt's in my chair.
None of those are your name, so my butt's not in my chair. I'm like,
just in case.
Okay.
I don't know. It depends on. So it's different because it's family that there is a like we're all hanging together, and the parents in that situation, the parents are probably like, we're trying to take a little bit of a break. So if you can, the more you handle, the better. And however you handle it, whatever, we'll correct. We'll fix it all later. But is your sister a yeller? Do they raise their voice?
In a situation where they're blatantly ignoring, yes. And I did, this happened a couple times throughout the weekend that I was like, hey, mans, can we be a little careful?
I feel like it's different with three boys, too. Three boys, mm-hmm. That seems like it would get out of control.
Did you ever touch?
What?
Did you ever?
I'm like, yeah, they're my nephews.
Did you ever physically prompt them, or did you only use your words? Because there's times, especially with boys, where it's like, Camden, and you got to go like grab their shoulders and go, look in my face. You got to stop. Sit.
I don't know that I did, but also he's not a dog.
No, but I'm okay. I'm going to say I've met way more well-behaved dogs than little boys.
For sure.
So sometimes you do have to little dog it.
Okay.
Yeah. Rolled up newspaper.
But how would you have felt? I mean, you both have boy and girl, now being removed from it a bit.
I want to say that I'd be okay with it.
Like if it was...
If I had a sister, I don't know.
Who you're like she's my best friend. We're very close. I talk to those boys multiple times a week.
I think I'd have to let you do it. Especially if it's a behavior I'd already corrected in the room. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you're the first one, first one to correct it, it's like... Hey, we're not as helicoptery as you are, right. So relax.
Yeah, there's an instance with a knife that I had to step in.
Where were you? Need to look at the parenting in general. Jeez.
There was a katana sword. Okay.
We were setting up for dinner, and the little one like went to grab. It was you know, but okay. I do feel like I was giving them a break, kind of here, the parents.
Yeah, I agree. If it's already been stated, then I think you're in the clear. Where it gets real awkward is things like the overly nervous relative who's like,
you're just gonna let him run.
Yep, they're fine. Or hold my hand. You're like, it's okay. They know the street. And like that type of thing is where it's overstepping, I think.
Where were you?
We were at a lake house. My dad's lake house.
Okay. Because that also makes a huge difference.
I wouldn't argue it as the safest place in the world. There's like a spiral staircase.
Yeah, no,
there's a lot of supervision needed.
Clearly, yeah, a little grenade collection. I feel also differently when it's my house.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Your kids at my house are going to get a bit more correction from me than even I'm comfortable with, because it's like, this has happened before where somebody else's snot-nosed little kids are grabbing things. Like, my house is no longer, I just cleaned out my junk drawer the other day. And guess what I threw away? Every single one of my little safety plugs.
Wow.
Oh.
I was just like, bye. Because like, I don't care. If your kid comes over, hopefully you've trained them not to stick their fingers into the plugs.
Yeah.
But whatever. So like, my house is no longer safe. And there are some vases and different things at a level where a kid can grab it. And it's like, don't grab, nope, be careful, don't do that. And then the third time they come up there, their hand is getting touched.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I'm not smacking it, but I'm grabbing their hand and going, nope.
And also, wouldn't you say it's different if it's your kids at your house and someone else is trying to correct them?
But if I'm not watching, I want that. Like,
okay.
The alternative is to let my kid break one of my vases. Like, that's not right either. As, yeah. Like, if my kid walked over and knocked a vase over and Tiak is literally standing right there like, no, I saw it coming. I'd be like, what?
I was going to give him the knife.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.